Blog Talk Radio.
Kobe said,
he says that he was driven by all the haters all of those years. 20 years this man had somebody ride his back and hating on his career. Okay? So it's kind of crazy. Yeah, you know, a lot of people are driven by the desire to prove others wrong, right? That desire to say, you know, I can do it. I can achieve it. I'm not who you say I am. I don't do the things you say I do. I'm not going to let you stop me. No matter how many, you know, different roadblocks you need to hear this, oh, I'm glad you're here. You know, that's what drives you to. It seems to be that's what drives a lot of people. And that's even the new Nike commercial with Kobe. I don't know if you guys have seen it. I think you're the most beautiful girl I've ever seen in my life. Oh, you're so sweet. I kind of doubt that's true, though, but I appreciate the compliment. You know, even the new Nike commercial with Kobe, he is literally everyone saying, singing, I've hated you for so long. Like, don't make me like you now because I've hated you, and I just want to hate you. How crazy is that? Because that's what drove him for 20 years. That was his secret, he said. That was his secret. He by all the haters. Hey, Prince Gilbert, welcome. You're 20 years, but you like me so much. That's sweet. Thank you. So that's the thing. I was really interested in what drives other people. Hi, friend. Because if you're interested in talking to me on the actual radio station, on Love Truth Radio, you can call in during this show at 917-889-9168. Do I like young boys? That sounds like a loaded question. Maybe for another radio show. I like young men. Ken, welcome to the broadcast. Welcome to the broadcast, you guys. Come on in. If you guys are new to Periscope and you're trying to figure out how those wonderful hearts are coming up on the side, all you have to do is tap your screen. Tap your screen, and then a heart will come up in your color. Wow, he never revealed the source of his motivation, how genius he talked. Right. He just delivered, and that's it. He just delivered. He said that it was the haters all these years that drove him. We are on Love's Truth Radio, absolutely. And so I wondered how many people in the world use that as their motivation. Hey, Terry, welcome to the broadcast. I wondered how many other people in the world use that as their motivation. You know, a lot of people use love as their motivation. They say, you know, I work hard, I'm driven because I love my children, I want to take care of my family. You know, I love my lifestyle, so I want to maintain it, right? There's different things that you think, you know, are driven from love, but it never really registered with me until Kobe said that a lot of people are driven actually by hate. Thank you for sharing the broadcast, Terry. Rating Success Squad! Welcome to the broadcast, lovely. You guys, for those of you guys who are still waiting for Terry Squad to drop, it is days away, just days away, okay? So if you're interested in joining Terry Squad and catching your life from every angle, okay, if you want to learn how to customize your life from literally every angle, from business, from health, from life in general, from relationships, health and wellness, then just email in the comments. And we'll pick it up, and we'll send you a private invitation. It is exclusively, it's an exclusive club. There is no way to Google it. You cannot search it. You can't Bing it. You cannot ask.com it. It is not Googleable. So drop your emails if you're interested, okay? So, yeah. So I wondered how many people, because we deal with people hating on us all the time, or we even deal with not so much haters, but what about those people? Thank you for that email. What about those people who just, they may have your best interest at heart, but they still discourage you? They still say, well, I don't think you should do that, or I don't think that's the best route for you, or I don't think, you know, I think maybe you should do something else, or I think you should have a backup plan, or, you know, not that there's anything wrong with a backup plan, but you get where I'm going. There's a lot of people. See, yes, I hear that all the time. Forget them, you say. Okay, so that's what happened. Hey, Daddy, welcome. Stay out of your journal. Oh, I'm in your business. I didn't mean to be all in your business. that drives us. You haven't received it. No, we have not sent them out yet. It's any day now, any day now, any day. It's going to be like this just surprise pop email into your inbox to be like, there's my personal private invitation. It's going to be right there waiting for you. So that's the thing. We don't always, or I'm going to ignore that. You love coming to myself. Oh, thank you. I love having you here. I really do appreciate you guys. I mean, without the audience, there's no broadcast, right? I'd be like, freaking. So thank you so much for coming and hanging out with me. So that's the thing. What drives you? What drives you? Okay, we've heard that people are driven by the haters. Hey, Steve, for him, welcome. thank you. We've heard that people are driven by the desire to prove people wrong and say, okay, you know, I'm not who you say I am, or I'm better than you say I am. Insert cricket sound here. Exactly, right? Without the viewers, there is no broadcast. So, thing, you know, what drives you? What drives you? And so I try to figure out what drives me, and I think I have a combination of things. I think I have a combination. Anybody else ever feel like that? Like sometimes it might be one thing and sometimes it might be another. This is putting fire in me. I want to get some. Yes, I'm getting to work. Yes, Robert, boom. Take that bull by the horns and go, you know. I think I'm driven by a few different things at different times. You know, sometimes, you know, when I'm in a certain place, right, I may be in a certain place where I say, hey, Sharon, hey. I may be in a certain place where I feel like, okay, you know, this person is saying, like, you need to try something else. That particular thing that you've been doing for a while isn't working. And to me, that translates to, hey, gorgeous, to me, that translates to, you know, to I put the seed in the ground and I started watering it and it hasn't broke ground yet. So I'm going to go plant something else. That's what that's equivalent to me. That's it's equivalent. Like to say that because you don't see something that it's not working, that's the equivalent of planting a seed and not seeing it break ground yet and thinking this thing isn't growing. It's not working. It's not working. And it is. It's just below the surface right now. Hey, too cool? Is it too cool? Welcome to the broadcast. So that's the thing, you guys. For those of you who are just tuning in, we are broadcasting simultaneously on Love's Truth Radio as well as Periscope at MRALD. Hey, Tabitha Nicole, welcome to the broadcast. And thank you guys for the heart. I really do love the love, especially your Love Truth Radio. I kind of feel like it's apropos, right? It's like it goes together, right? So if you are listening on the radio or you are on Periscope and you want to actually call in and you have something to add to the conversation, you can reach me at 917-889-9168. That's 889-9168. Hey, Robert. So that's the thing. Sometimes when I hear that, Priscilla, hey, welcome to the broadcast. That's what drives me. That's one of the things that drives me is like, okay, thank you. That's one of the things that drives me that says, okay, these people, you know, they don't understand the law of and harvesting, reaping the harvest, planting the seed and reaping the harvest. And because they don't understand that, they give up on things before they break ground because they can't see the activity happening with the seed. So they think it's not working. And those people will tell you what you're doing is not working because they don't see it. Because they don't see it. So you have to be careful with that. But that drives me. That drives me to do more. That drives me to make sure that seed is getting enough sun. That drives me. Hey, Chris. That drives me to make sure that seed is getting enough water. Now this seed has to bloom. It has to bloom because I've put so much effort and care and heart into nurturing this thing that I have this desire for, and so I have to block that out and say, whoa, hello, hey, True Movement, welcome to the broadcast, lady. Hey, Dope Visionary One, welcome, I like that handle, welcome to the broadcast. So then there's other times, right, there's other times where, you know, when things get really, really hard, when things get really, really deep, okay, Zest in Harmony, welcome to the broadcast. When things get really, really challenging and really deep and they really feel like love drive, my love drive, okay, like my love for my son. I'm like, you know, there are things that he wants and needs that I'm going to do. I'm going to provide. It's not even that I want to. It's that I'm going to. You have a passion. Absolutely, Chris, that passion, it's really a force to be reckoned with, especially when you have children, because there is something that will make you do it for them that wouldn't even make you do it for yourself. Okay, there is something that will make you thrive for them. That wouldn't even make you thrive yourself. Okay, there is that. And then you have those moments, of course, right, where you have the haters who pop in and like, oh, she thinks she's so sexy much. Hey, so proud. Welcome. Hey, yeah, welcome. Hey, Kato, welcome, welcome, welcome. So, you know, they have those moments where people are like, oh, she thinks she's this, or he thinks she's that, or what does he think he's doing, or what makes him think that, or what makes her think that that's, you know, something that she can pull off, right? You have those people, and so then that's when your Kobe Bean Black Mamba Bryant moment kicks in, and you're like, you know what, the Gino Bambino, welcome to the broadcast, and you're like, you know what, no, I'm not married to any, haters gonna hate, but that will drive you, like what we were talking about before you came in the room is that Kobe Bryant, as we know, as the world knows, just retired. His last game was last night. Go Lakers. And he said that his secret over the past 20 years, his secret has been, thank you for the call out for sharing and for following, that do I want to marry with you? I don't know you, sweetheart. But he said over 20 years, secret sauce. Thank you for inviting, Melvin. I appreciate it. He said over 20 years, secret sauce was that he was driven by the haters. He was driven. He wanted that. He said if anybody wanted to defeat him on the court, all they needed to do was show him love. But he never let them know that. He never let them know that. Haters motivate you too? Yeah, what drives you? That's what tonight's show is about. What drives you? They will drive. Yes. He had plenty of haters, right? I mean, think about it. Think about it. They would go into arenas and they would, you know, beat LA, you know, and Kobe would get the ball and then boom, you know, like it was really real. I mean, even down to the allegations in Colorado. Now, seriously, folks, I'm sweet like the morning dew sometimes. You know, folks, let's talk about this Colorado thing. I'm just going to put my opinion out there because I can. You know, the accuser, right, had multiple strands of DNA in her junk. I mean, in her business, in her IP. Okay? She was claiming multiple, like catch a shower, catch a bird bath. She was a groupie. What are we talking about? I know you just walked in on the hot topic. You're like, wait a second, what is this? We are talking about what drives you. Kobe can speak a lot of languages, actually, not just Italian. But, yeah, what drives you? We were talking about last night, Kobe Bryant, for the first time in 20 years on the basketball court, revealed. Emerald switched it up. Kobe revealed that haters drove him this whole time. The reason he was, hey, naturally, dude, welcome. What's on that feed? Money, not dirty money, but hard-earned money. That's what drives you? There you go. There you go. There's different things that drive you, okay? Weird, I agree with you. Yeah, there's different things that drive different people. And for me, it's multiple things. It just depends on the situation. I can be driven by passion. I can be driven by love. I can be driven by the desire to prove the haters wrong. Just follow me. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'll check out your profile, okay? So that, you know, so when Kobe, I mean, even had this woman accusing him of something so heinous, What do you mean? Oh, okay. I'm not reading that. Haters don't motivate me that much. They really just break me down. Ooh, now see, drives you. You know, when you do have to say haters, you have to be able to kill yourself. He lived in Italy for quite a few years. I mean, he really did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And, you know, this happened with Kobe in Colorado. Is that why you asked about Colorado? Yes. And old girl who was his accuser had multiple DNA strands in her undies. And so the thing about, I said something about Colorado. Yeah, we're talking about how, you know, people were trying to take him down. And in that moment, how many people before this Kobe Bryant, before it came out, you know, she was a groupie who had several encounters during that time frame and evidently did not change her chonies or catch a shower or a bird bath in between, was what kind of dog? I have two Jack Russell Terriers, this little girl. So evidently, you know, this was someone who was trying to come up, but this was immediately a reason for the haters to jump. Right, she didn't take a shower, nothing in between. Little nasty girl, stop it, okay? So, you know, this is clearly something, So this is clearly something that she was a bird bath. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, run through some water somewhere, like a sprinkler. No, she wasn't homeless. She worked at the hotel. She wasn't homeless. She was just nasty. A hotel that probably had over 100 rooms that she could have caught a shower in. What's the record? It's Montel Jordan. I was a participant on one of his albums, and it went gold. There it is. It went gold. And so that's, she was nasty. She was nasty. And so the thing is, you know, but she set him up. She was trying to come up. She was trying to get I Am a Musician. That was one of my multiple things. Let me reset myself. My name is Emerald, and I'm a serial entrepreneur. I am in love, like it's true love. I'm so in love with concepts and completion. Sure, I help other people to get unstuck when they're in development process, whether you're developing your personal life or your professional life. One always affects the other. So I help to get people unstuck. If you want to know more about me, you can check out emeraldworld.com, emeraldworld.com, emeraldsworld.com. Okay, so the link is in my bio, by the way. The link is in my bio. Thank you. Thank you so much, Red Baron. Very sweet. Thank you. So you're an artist and you need to be found? Well, let's connect. Let's connect and see what we can do about that. So thank you. Thank you. Caught up in a bad situation, right? Got himself caught up in a bad situation. And my voice is my instrument. And so, hey, too funny, stop it. Welcome to the broadcast. The Emerald World is where the magic happens. Yes, it is, absolutely. So, yeah, so that's the thing. Like, he got himself caught up in a bad situation. But what that did, you guys are throwing curveballs. Rimshot. there are things that will get you caught up and start throwing balls, or you know, there are things that were meant to, there are things that were meant to throw him off. Sing for you, I will, right after Love Truth Radio. You guys on Love Truth Radio, if you're listening and you want to hear me sing after the show, then you're going to need to get on to Periscope. You need to go to Periscope. It's an app that you can get on your Apple or Android device, and look for Emerald. You have to follow me at MRALD. What happened was her allegations and her desire to come up, right, is what happened, is what brought on all of the director is in here? I didn't know. I didn't see him sneak in here. So that's what opened the doors for all the haters. Because people who were looking for something, to hate on him about, immediately were like, see, he's a rapist. Immediately. $1? I missed that whole conversation. Yeah. I'm missing a lot here. Jamaican boy, welcome to the broadcast. Hey, going dog. Whoa. welcome. So, you know, but that created an opportunity for all of those who wanted something to say about Kobe to have something to say, right? But how phenomenal. And I love that he kept it to him. I love that he kept it to himself, that it was the haters that were driving him all these years, 20 years of phenomenal ball playing. I mean, geez, like, we're talking about how many 60-point games, how many 60-point games, including his last game, his retiring game, his final game. He had 60 points, you guys. He was tired, though. He started catching breath. He started catching life at the end. I'm fantastic. Thank you, M7. Thank you. Lakers Sheriff in a pro. It's so approached right now. Gotta let my voice. So, you know, but that was the thing that kept him going. Okay? Was the haters, and he never revealed that. So, and don't forget this. Everybody knows where they were when there was the 21-point game, okay? I did see the China Nike ad. That's what I'm talking about. He actually, that's a campaign now, is based on him being driven by the haters and them saying, you know, it starts out with him saying, I've been hating you for so long. Like, what? You know? So, anyway, I have to get off of Love Shoes Radio, and we're going to continue this conversation on Periscope, okay? For those of you who are listening, go ahead and join us over on Periscope. Until next time, it has been so wonderful to hang out with you here on Love Shoes Radio. And remember to always, but always, spread the truth in love. Truth in love. Until next time, Love Shoes. Oh.